I know you didn't get two wins, but gosh, you're awfully close. And it sounds like two teams that were ranked in their divisions. And you were right there. It sounds like overall, despite the two losses, you didn't play too bad, did you?
No, not at all. I mean, those were two really good teams. I know they're Division II and they're ranked. And the only loss that Iowa Western had was to North Central Missouri. And it was a 7-point game that they lost to them. And then, they started out both season off as a preseason ranked top 10. And I told Brent, like, I would be surprised if they did not make their region tournaments. I mean, not that I know their regions that well, but they're just really solid. And, they play two different styles. North Central shoots a lot of threes and makes a lot of threes, and Iowa Western is drive heavy and get to the paint, get to the foul line, and make a lot of pull up jumpers, and so it was two different styles that we had to prepare for, and I like that. Gives us challenges defensively as we prepare for our region, and there were good games. I mean, good close games. Again, the same thing with us. There wasn't any stats. Or I'm sitting this weekend restatting. I just finished the first game, and we had 22 turnovers. We didn't offensive rebound very well, but we shot 42% from the field and 41% from three. We just didn't make free throws. I mean, we shot 67%, which is one of the lowest we've shot all year as a team. And you make a few more of those. I think we had a Madra was 9-for-10 at one point, and then she gets up late in the game and misses two. And that's not on her by any means. We have 1,000 other plays, but before that. But it's just those key moments. Hopefully, these things resonate with them throughout the season, and we continue to get better and learn from these close situations. And both games were close. We went in overtime against Iowa Western in the second one. So.
And one of those games, you had foul trouble, so you had to have some bench people come in, and it sounds like they didn't do too bad for you.
No, not at all. I mean, that was the first game. I mean, right out of the gate, Gemma gets two, Sue gets two right after that, and our first six fouls, they're on three individuals. Ebba gets two, her second one in the second quarter, and so we're sitting with three starters with two fouls on the bench, and Gemma, has obviously been our leading scorer, most efficient offensive person we've had right now, sitting on the bench from almost the entire first half. And so others had to step up, and I thought Madra stepped up really well. Hani has been struggling, and the adjustment just with the physicality of this game, and I've challenged her pretty hard, and she really stepped to the plate. I really liked, going back and watching film, I was just really, really impressed by how she played and competed and wasn't backing down and didn't play scared, and that's going to help us in the long run. And I Carlota came off the bench and did some good things. They're continuing to get better. Our forwards, we need more depth from our forwards, and hopefully we have a couple freshmen that that continue to get better, continue to put the time in. I understand that they might not be getting it now, but if they continue to work hard, that they're going to be helping us out throughout this year, because we'll have to make some adjustments. We unfortunately found out we lost Natalie for the season due to ACL tear. And so, we're going to have to change up how we play, and Noah's going to have to play some of that wing guard position for us, which means, somebody else is going to have to step up for us on that forward side of things. So it'll be some adjustments, but I liked some of our freshmen play this weekend, and the ones that went in there and played did a heck of a job for us.
And I hear you picked up another win. The EWC game, some things happened there, so it's going to count as a W instead of an L, right?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's one of those where it's like it was technicalities in the fact of they turned in their roster to the NJCAA a day late. It went in Saturday morning. We played Friday, so they didn't have the roster, and it wasn't an illegal play or anything. No drastic. I hate to see it, but because of the coaching staff over there, they're a good group, and it's an unfortunate situation. But yeah, we do pick up that win. So I mean, for us, it's nice. Yep, we're at four wins now with that, and three losses, and heading into the Central first game, conference game on Tuesday. So, it's always good to be on the positive side of the win column.
And what about Central? What's scooping this team for this year?
They shoot the three a lot. We got to see them this weekend. They played North Central and Iowa Western. They're a team that likes to shoot the three. They have some, you know, a couple really good guards, I think. They're a young team that's still trying to find their way, but it's a team that we can't take lightly, and we can't, you know, look at their record. We can't look at, you know, the percentages, because they'll be playing at home, and it's always tough there. It seems like those teams seem to be the closest with us when we go and play there, and I think we've had an overtime game where, you know, they had won one or two games when we showed up at their place, and so it's something that we're gonna have to prepare for, you know, today and tomorrow. But we have to keep them out of the paint and not allow the two guards that like to drive to drive, and then we have to contest all threes and not give them second chances. If we can do those three things and push the tempo, I think offensively, you know, this team's starting to come around, and we're starting to make plays on the offensive end, and hopefully we can attack Central's defense and you know, look to continue to be efficient like we have been in the last few games.
And this is your lone game of the week. I think it's for the week on Tuesday, and then you have Thanksgiving off. So what are going to Thanksgiving break with a nice effort and get a W? That would be big for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, it's been a long. We've played a lot of games on the road, going out west to Riverton, Wyoming, and then to Council Bluffs this past weekend, and 2 days later go back out to out east to Columbus. You know, that's a lot of time on the road. So yeah, being able to get this win, hopefully play really well and you know, get a W going into the break. You know, we'll give them, you know, about 3 days off, and then come back on Saturday evening, start practicing again and getting ready for the next week. But yeah, this is a different stretch. We haven't had this type of stretch where we have this many days off, so told the girls just, you know, last night when we got off the bus, was, you know, push through these next 2 days. You know, don't let the mental side of things get to you. Continue to try to get better every day, and don't look at the end of the tunnel. Just take it day by day for the next three, and then we'll have a little bit of a break from there.